How's the season look this year, Mr. Osborne?
Well, it's been a little wet, but now that it's dry, we've actually had about 7 days without rain, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Senator Schumer joined several Finger Lakes winemakers, as well as local officials and industry representatives, at Fox Run Vineyards in Yates County. To produce canned wine, Finger Lakes wineries have to deal with regulations from the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. Senator Schumer says the TTB regulations are outdated and burdensome to the industry.
It's a complicated spider web of regulations. And for small winery owners, like the folks with me here, they're impossible to comply with. And that has to change. So I'm calling on TTB to immediately cut through the bureaucratic red tape and implement these policy changes now. They're looking at them, but sometimes they take years before they produce something. We need it in months, not years.
TTB regulations prevent winemakers from using the same standard 12-ounce cans as beer and soft drinks. This makes the cans hard to stock for retailers. It also is difficult for winemakers to find enough inventory from manufacturers. Canned wine is popular with consumers in part for the sake of convenience. They can be taken to locations where glass is prohibited, for example. Scott Osborne is the owner of Fox Run Vineyards. He says the popularity of canned wine represents an opportunity for growth in the industry.
Initially, we would just use the same wine that we were going to bottle and take a portion of that and can it, but now the cans are becoming so popular that we're actually expanding the amount of wine that we're making to accommodate that.
In addition to regulations on cans, Schumer is calling on the TTB to reduce costly wine labeling restrictions.